50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's get back to the Steelers report card, Bob, and the last section is coaching. And Ray gives Mike Tomlin and company a B. He said Tomlin and Terrell Austin had a masterful game, made Cousins look like a rookie. Difficult first game for new coordinator Arthur Smith as they didn't reach the end zone. Some of that is injuries to Wilson in the line. The Steelers got a road victory, but a lot of improvement is at hand here for Denver. Grade B. I would say that Tomlin and Terrell Austin really did a great job defensively. And Tomlin, I thought, did a great job explaining afterward that Kirk Cousins kills blitzes, kills five-man rushes, and has done that to the Steelers. And so they went with four. It was a great defensive game plan, and they just swallowed him up. So good for them. Arthur Smith, I thought, loosened up a little as the game went on. You know, again, I'm okay with all of this for game one. I guess I have some post-traumatic thing happening from these other openers in recent years where they've hammered teams defensively in spite of getting almost nothing from their offense, like no touchdowns. And then as the defense sort of experiences the natural attrition of a long schedule and the offense never gets up to speed, the seasons fall apart. Now, maybe they finish 9-8 and sneak in, 10-7, whatever. You know what I mean, Bob. Yeah. So I'm giving Tomlin here. Listen, I didn't have a problem with yesterday. I did with one particular call, and that's why I go from an A to an A minus or even a B, because I thought it was crazy to go for it down there with what, 6 minutes to go, 6:40, something like that, maybe?
Up by five.
Up by six. Up by six.
Wasn't it 15 to 10? What are you talking about?
The fourth and one that they went for, what, like the 6 yard line?
That was a 5 point game, which was a one possession game for Atlanta if they wanted to win the game with a touchdown. So you're talking about fourth and one, right?
It was that fourth and one play.
Yeah, you're right.
Justin Fields on the QB sneak.
Yeah. So you're basically forcing them to go all the way down the field and score to tie it.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's why they went for it on fourth and one, because they figured they'd trust their defense. If we do it, we win the game. They're not going to have and they probably get a touchdown eventually. I understood both sides of that. I mean, points are points when you have a chance. But anyway, that factored in. I'd give them a B+, just because I thought the defense, more than anything, they had a very solid game plan against Cousins and that team, which is, I think, a very capable team offensively. They have some really good weapons, starting with their offensive line, veteran group together, and all the – so they needed a quarterback, and they brought him in. Now I'm wondering if that's the right call and how much money they paid him, knowing that Michael Penn – now, here's the thing. And I had this – this is not second-guessing for me, because I brought it up pregame. Why is Michael Penix – he played most of the entire preseason. He was – and he looked good. He gives you a different – but because they brought Kirk Cousins in and paid him all that money, he was going to play no matter what. And he had not played. They hadn't tested it. I thought his leg looked compromised, or he was favoring it. He wasn't the same passer. I don't know if I would have started
him. No. I'm sorry. Here's what I was thinking. You're up five.
Right.
So you kick the chip shot field goal.
To make it
you
eight.
You force them to force go down
you
the field.
You can't lose the game then.
Down the field and convert a two-point conversion. You basically, in my opinion, end the game.
Right.
The way that this, instead, you hand them the ball back.
But you handed
the
ball inside their own five-yard line.
Well, that's fine, but I get it. But I want a guaranteed win here, and I feel like that's what I would have gotten.
I think that's a 50-50 call.
Certainly a guaranteed tie.
You know, if it works, then it's a beautiful call. It's just like anything else.
But if it works, in order to really make the percentages work, you still got to score the touchdown after that.
Well, I mean, if they get first and goal, because that would have been first and goal, you don't think they would have scored a touchdown?
I have no idea if they would have scored a touchdown. I'm taking the field goal there and going up.
And I wouldn't have had a problem if they did that. I also did not have a problem with them going for it. I thought it's one of those calls that, as a coach, you got to make. You're going to have people not like it, people love it.
It's all about the execution.
And the problem was that play call and how it was set up.
That too. I thought. Yeah,
but more alarming was the previous play and how they allowed that thing to just get.
I thought they almost ruined the effort with that one play, and then they start to get cute and go to hurry up, and nobody knows what the hell's going on. Next thing you know, Atlanta has the ball. with a chance to win with a touchdown, probably. I don't know, man. Just take the chip shot. The theme of the day seemed to be we're here not to make any mistakes, to win ugly, to rely on our defense, all going perfectly. Take the easy field goal, go up 8, and essentially end the game.
No, I actually,
that's what I would have done.
I like the call a lot going forward on 4th and 1, because if you get it, and again, you're at the 5, you score a touchdown. That's the knockout punch with 5 minutes left. Atlanta's not coming back from that, and the game is over. You could have controlled it.
Yeah, but you got to make it.
Well, yeah, obviously.
It was a lot worse. I really felt like there was no evidence to suggest that Atlanta was going to drive 94 yards, 96 yards. There was no evidence to suggest that.
But you gave them that. Well, there's less evidence to suggest they were going to score 8 points to tie the game.
Okay, that makes it a 50-50 call. That's why I'm not going to overreact to that call. I thought they made a choice. That's their choice.
I'd rather protect myself to where if a miracle happens and Atlanta actually scores and converts a 2-point conversion, if that miracle happens, I'm still protected by being tied. Whereas the other way, I leave myself no protection. They win, probably, if they go down and score. I thought it was an obvious call there. And then spare me that we don't live in our fears talk ever again. I never want to hear that. If you can't make 4th and 1, then you know, what kind of team are you anyway? We don't live in our fears. We don't live that way. That's not the way we play. You punted from the Indy 39-yard line last year, down 2 scores when you have Boswell on your team indoors. You punted from the other team's 39. In a playoff game at home against Cleveland, you're down 12. You're 4th and 1. Right? If you can't get 1 yard, you're 4th and 1 from your own 46, down 12 in the middle of an incredible comeback, and you punt on a day when your defense couldn't stop anybody and the Browns score again. And we've seen numerous examples of Tomlin actually living in his fears. Yesterday was a live in your fears kind of day. 3rd and 12, let's run Cordero Patterson up the middle. Why? Because we're trying to win a game 13-9 or 18-10 or 19-11. That's the theme of the day. So why step out of that theme when you're 4th and 1 down there when all you have to do is kick a field goal and essentially end the game? Or at least protect yourself if lightning strikes and Atlanta goes down the field. That's my feeling.
And you're strongly articulated it. But you don't think that's a 50-50 call? You made it sound automatic.
No, not on a day when your defense is playing like that.
That's why you do it, because your defense is playing like that.
I go up 8. I go up 8, and I'm protected. The best they can do, plus they would need a 2-point conversion.
I understand
that. Is go overtime.
I just think I wouldn't, again, I have no problem with kicking a field goal there if they had done it.
How about the execution? How about what they asked him to do?
That was more of a problem, you know, the way they did that. But, you're going to make decisions all day long. I still give the coaching B+ for everything they did on the road to win that game, given the fact they were dealing with a lot of injuries to their offensive line.
Me too. Overall, generally speaking, I thought it was an outstanding, especially defensive effort from Tomlin and Austin. And I give them A-, B+. Limits?
I give them an A. It was a solid overall coaching performance from them. The defense was ready, was prepared. I would have liked to seen them let the offense cook a little bit more with Arthur Smith, use the middle of the field more, and let Justin Fields create downfield. But they dialed up a pretty good game plan. They get an A.
So let me ask you this. In a bigger game down the road, they're going against, you know, Joe Burrow if that team gets
rolling.
Well,
that's different.
They're going against Lamar. Same situation. Mm-hmm. You're up 5 late in the game.
It's not the same situation.
No, I'm saying the same situation.
It's not the same situation.
From a score standpoint and a time standpoint.
There's a compromise.
And a point of the field
Kirk Cousins who couldn't move the ball and couldn't throw the ball and couldn't run out of the pocket.
Then take the chip shot and make him go down and convert a 2-point conversion.
Joe Burrow can do that in probably less than a minute.
So in those situations, you definitely go for the field goal to protect yourself.
I think it just depended on the game situation, what you've seen. What they were capable or not capable of doing.
It didn't seem
like
they were capable of much, but they still have very talented players on offense.
Who did nothing.
I know. One play from Bijan Robinson or Drake London or Kyle Pitts.
So you're living in your fears now.
What do you mean?
You just said one play.
Yeah, one play, and I'm protected. Then they have to make another one for a 2-point conversion just to get a tie. Whereas one play... When I'm not even ahead by a touchdown, I lose the game. To me, it's a very It's a very easy call there.
No, it isn't, because it's a 50-50 call based on what you think. And if you think Kirk Cousins not going to move the ball because they hadn't done it at all in the second half, he ended up 3 for 8 for like 11 yards in the second half. They were doing nothing. There was
right.
no evidence.
No,
if you pack them down at the 4-yard line,
we're both working
they're not
going to.
I think I trust my defense enough to know that even if I don't make it, we're okay. And I think that's the decision they made. I don't have a problem with that. If they had kicked it, I wouldn't have had a problem with that either, only because it does what you described. To me, that's not as glaring.
Well, to me, even if you convert, you still have to score the touchdown to make the percentages work. So are we going to get another bobbled snap? Are we going to get a bobble by Fields on a run? He almost fumbled late in the game, if you saw that on a scramble.
Living in your fears, Joe.
Absolutely. And it was a living in my fears kind of game yesterday.
In
that particular one instance, they stepped out of it. Although, I will give Tomlin credit for this, too. At the end of the first half, I thought he stepped out of living in his fears.
And throwing the ball down the field like that.
I wouldn't have been surprised if they played that very conservatively, and they didn't.
But first of all, that play took so long to develop. And if George Pickens, he was trying to make more play.
I know.
He should have known. You just get out of bounds as fast as you can, and he almost did. He's lucky his toe touched that thing. And it was barely.
I'll tell you what, he had a hell of a game.
He did. But that play could have. That's a big 3 points at that point.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing, I should say, up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms, sunchevy.com, high of 76 today with sunny skies. Let's get back to the quarterback question, shall we, Bob? After we take a little trip around the league. Your glasses look wonderful.
I hate my glasses.
Why?
I need them to see anymore. But I
think they're absolutely stylish.
Do they look like I'm metrically savvy if I wear them?
I think you look great. Do you agree, City Limits?
I think Bob looks good, but if he prefers without the glasses.
He went less than great. He's insulting us left and right today.
Come on.
I said great. You said good. You downgraded.
It was a hesitant kind of.
We need to check the definition of insults.
It's the way you said it.
The way you said it.
Listen,
I said,
one thing
Bob
you're going to learn.
Great. You said it.
Austin, you have to know how to play people. That's not how to play.
You know, it's not what you said. It's the way you said it.
It's the way you said.
It's the way you made
me. He called me dumb, good. And he called you ugly.
I did not call you dumb.
According to him, I'm dumb and you're ugly.
And I agree with him now. You called him dumb.
I'm not telling you what you are.
Mm. You're pleading the fifth.
I would never insult you that way. I can't believe this.
I'm never going to wear glasses around him again, ever.
I don't blame you after that.
You must lose respect for me. And
replay
I thought maybe
that.
I was helping that.
Replay that. We'll come back to that where I was really complimentary, because I know people can be sensitive when they're wearing new glasses, that Bob looked great, and then you immediately downgraded him.
I was not trying to. Do you want me to say excellent?
He took off his glasses.
Do you want me to say excellent? No, you can't go back.
Your decision was your decision, counselor. You made it, and you stick to it. There is no appeal court here.
We'll replay it, and we'll see what exactly happened.